Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are here with Keanu Reeves on the fourth installment of the John Wick. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
It's great to talk to you. So our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans, and their families.
Cool.
And there's so many similarities with John Wick and the military. And is that intentional?
I don't know. John Wick uses some weapons.
Yeah, a few. So,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's movies and it's fun, but I've had the opportunity to be instructed by a couple of people who have been involved in the military, and their time, instruction, and experiences have been invaluable to me and the character in terms of trying to understand the character and some of the tactics and stuff. It's just been really, extraordinary to have those interactions and to learn.
Yeah, you know, even the gold coin, kind of
sure.
Like the challenge coin in
yeah,
the military.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, by the way, if you're listening on the radio right now, I'm handing the gold coin to Keanu.
To
secure this interview.
All right, Randy, we're going to be having a drink later.
Perfect. No, you keep that.
No, man, that's yours.
All right. Okay.
Cheers, man. That's cool.
Thank you. You know, we had I interviewed a retired Navy SEAL the other day, and I said, how many Navies, and huge John Wick fan, by the way, and I said, as are a lot of the military.
Thank you.
And I said, how many Navy SEALs do you think it would take to kick John Wick's ass?
Oh, gosh.
And
one.
He said, I think he could take us all.
No. We wouldn't be fighting in the first place.
Yeah, right.
We'd be having that drink.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. What a great tribute. You know, so number four is the first one I've seen in the theaters.
Oh, okay.
And I got to tell people, see it in the theater.
It's
wow.
a big movie.
Wow.
It's got a lot of scope, scale.
A lot of scope and a lot of wide
sound.
Angle. I mean,
yeah.
And man, you're... Buddy, your director, I mean, he is just...
Chad Stahelski's something special, and he has a real vision for the John Wick films. And one of the things he appreciates is cinema and big screen, and so all of the lensing, all of the framing. You know, not only does he want to give scale and scope, then also the intimacy, and then also the way he shoots action is very visceral and kind of... draws you in because you can see everything,
right.
You know, and so it's cool. I'm glad you saw it in a big screen. And
absolutely.
And
well, I went back
like
and rewatched 1 through 3.
Oh, you did?
And when I watched one, I couldn't take my eyes off Dean Winter because I kept saying,
oh, he's so
that's
good.
Mayhem from
it
the Allstate commercials.
it's Mayhem before he was Mayhem.
You're right. Oh, that was great.
He's a cool cat.
Oh, that was so good. So many new elements and so many new characters in number four.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites from a radio guy is the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And she is wonderful. I mean...
Yeah, the voice they had and also, I mean, it's a bit of an homage to the film Warriors a
right.
little bit.
Right. Well, and I wondered if it was an homage also to kind of Tokyo Rose.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah.
And the dog. I was glad to see your John Wick's dog back. And
yeah,
I was so
he's
glad
back.
To, yeah.
Yeah, there's another Malinois.
Right. And I was glad to see the new dog. And by the way, one word that describes that new dog is nuts. You'll understand that
you'll
when you
see
the film. Oh, that was so good.
Those dogs are amazing.
What about, okay, now, you know, you're going after the high table.
Yes.
And you've got all of these different challenges ahead of you.
Yes.
But you've always got that one friend. Can Ian McShane be cooler? Is there any way?
I don't know. He's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ian McShane is wonderful and playing the manager of the New York Continental. He's much more involved in this story.
Yeah, he really is.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's a shifty character.
Oh man.
You know?
You just never know what's coming from him.
Friend or foe.
Right. Right.
But I count him as my friend.
Oh man, it's so good.
Even though he shot me off a roof.
Hey, listen, you know, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, right.
We're talking to Keanu Reeves here on the National Defense, and Chapter 4 is up, John Wick. And we had Halle Berry on after 3.
Oh, cool.
And she was talking about the training, the firearms training that you guys went through.
Yeah.
And she had never shot a gun before.
That's right. Well, she got pretty darn good.
Yeah, she did.
She got pretty darn good.
How many master classes do you have to take? I mean, okay, you start out in
I'm making stuff up. You know what I mean? The way that I'm on.
A horse.
Oh, I'm riding horses and stuff. But with the weapons, you know, I really enjoy the manipulations. And I really enjoy, you know, trying to hit targets. And it's really cool to be able to express the character through the way that you move and all of the different kinds of reloads and stuff. And, you know, I try to pay attention to that and try to, you know, try to add in the films like some cool reloads, do a little tactical in Chapter 4. And I really take great pleasure in it. It's really fun to go to the range, hit some steel. And
yeah, I saw some
ping,
YouTube.
Ping, ping, ping.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love the transitions.
The YouTube videos of you training. It just looks like you're having a good time.
It
also looks extremely, extremely difficult.
No. Practice, right? And and good teachers. But it helps that if you like it, you know, and Halle Berry loved it.
Oh, Halle Berry, yeah. She absolutely loved it. Yeah. What was your favorite part of doing this movie?
The favorite part. I have a lot of favorite parts.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
In the action, it was cool to learn nunchucks.
Oh, my gosh. That was so great.
You know, and then it was also fun to get back into the cars, you know, in the American muscle cars. I got to throw some 180s and 270s and do some drifting. So that was a lot of fun. And then on the acting side, character side, I thought John Wick's journey, I don't want to give it away,
the
end of the film,
right,
you know, really was a dramatic, rich moment, I felt. And it was really cool to go through this journey to get there.
Yeah. Well, you had to make up a couple of new words, right? What was it? Gun-fu and car-fu?
Yeah, there's gun-fu, car-fu. And nunchuck-fu.
Nunchuck-fu.
Well, it turns into fu when you start adding secondary elements to it, you know? So,
the
nunchucks, but then adding a pistol, and then how do you holster nunchucks?
You're right.
You know, engage, and then just bring it back out. And with the cars, you know, drifting around and firing and, you know, going forward, throwing a reverse 180, going backwards and then shoot, you know, so that's when it becomes the fooness.
Right. I love the administration.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And just the way that whole thing is laid out with the switchboard operators is so cool.
Oh, the suicide girls.
Oh, and I want to live at the Continental.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah, have a staycation, urban camping, go to the Continental.
Oh, man. John Wick, Chapter 4 is so great. We do a regular segment on this program called Got Your Six.
Okay,
Got Your
cool.
Back.
Cool.
That's just 6 quick questions for Keanu Reeves. You ready?
Not really, but I'll try.
All right. You were a very successful ice hockey goalie in prep school.
I was.
What was your signature move?
My reflexes were pretty good. I had a good glove hand.
Good glove hand?
Yeah, I had a good glove hand. And I actually probably used kind of a poke check a lot more often than a lot of people, like on breakaways and stuff. I like
You still play?
No, my knees won't let me.
Okay. Well, you worked with some other tremendous actors, Gene Hackman, Jack Nicholson, Diane Keaton, Halle Berry.
Al Pacino.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're devil's advocate. How was that?
It was one of the most exciting, thrilling experiences I've had in my life.
Yeah.
When I knew I was going to be working with Al Pacino, I had grown up watching so many of his performances and been inspiring to me. And so to be on the set, start rehearsing, and to like actually have Al Pacino in front of me and acting with him was like.
I asked Tom Hanks the same question about Paul Newman.
Yeah, right?
And, yeah. Who would win in a bar fight between John Wick and Neo?
They wouldn't fight.
Okay.
Wouldn't fight. I think they're back at the bar again.
So, you know, you're working all the time. When was the last time you took a real vacation?
A real vacation. Last year. Let's say last year after COVID and stuff.
And you created a comic book, Berserker, which is a huge hit. What does Berserker sound like when he's angry?
What does he sound like? Well, I mean, he's half human, half god. He's an immortal. He's cursed with having to do violence. What does he sound like? I'm probably pretty animalistic. Yeah.
Like what?
It's a comic book, man. You have to fill in your own blank.
I got you.
You know, hopefully I'll get to make a film and play the role, and then we can find out. But.
All right, so final question. I know you do about 90% of your own stunts. Is there one stunt?
I don't do stunts.
Well, you're—
I do action.
You're action. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all if right. John Wick gets hit by a car—
Yeah.
Like, hit by a car—
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
That's a trained professional. When John Wick jumps out or gets shot off a roof and hits the ground,
right,
that's not me. But if it's all of the fighting and action and driving,
incredible,
that's me. And so I try to, you know, if you're watching a film, I'm like probably 90%.
Man, thank you so much for the time, yeah. Keanu. It's great to talk to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, man.
And we'll be right back here on the National Defense.